right.
Hey, good morning.
I don't know if you can feel it, but I can feel like this incredible buzz in this atmosphere this morning. You guys are unbelievable. The lobby is just happening. I was high-fiving. I was hugging. Whatever you were given, I was giving back. That's just the way that I roll. But I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank all of you that tune in online. I'm going to communicate back to you in just a moment. But let me start by saying this. If you're a guest here, I want to be probably the 37th person to say welcome to Church on the Rock. We're so excited that you're here. Would you give it up for all of our guests all across the auditorium, potentially online? So my name is Josh. I have the privilege to serve as the lead pastor here at the church. And I say that, some people are like, oh yeah, people know. But I've met so many first-time guests today, so I just want you to know who I am. This is my privilege and my great honor. But I also want to communicate quickly to all of you who tune in online. I'm honestly shocked to hear how many people are connected to us. I mean, from all over the place. Even people that say we've been online every single week with you for a couple of years. We're still connected. We just do it remotely. And I just want to take a moment to say thank you for staying connected with us, being a part of all this transition that we are in, to be now in the high school auditorium and our kids over at our main campus next door and just all the things that we're doing. So I just want to thank you for that. And then I want to give a very special shout out to my friend Scott, who's a part of our church, but work brings you to Alaska. And I know that you can never watch live because of your work schedule, but you always get a time and you're faithful to always watch that playback. I just wanted to give you a special shout out. And then I wanted to say thanks for that gift you gave me. I'm enjoying all of it. And if you don't know what that means, that's between us. It was delicious and amazing. But if you're watching from other places, I would love to know. And so I just want to encourage you, if you would, maybe go to our website, cotr.live, and just hit the contact us button and just tell us where you're watching from. I'll give you a shout out in your city or something like that. I would just love to know how you're connected. Would you give it up for everybody that connects online? Really do appreciate it. It's an honor. So listen, today is going to be a lot of fun. Okay, it's a celebration type of a day. Lots and lots of fun today. You saw just moments ago on COTR News, you saw Miss Nisi Rivera. And I wish I could say it all cool and Spanish like she does. I can't do it. I wish I had a name that was that awesome, but I'm just the white guy, you know? And so Nisi is one of the most impactful people in our church. And so oversees all of our kids and all of our kids' campus. And I'm telling you right now, every Sunday, and by the way, if you are a guest, We're not a new church. We moved into the auditorium of the high school because we needed room for growth, and our kids needed room for growth. So we just gave them our old building. They have all the rooms. They use all the space. And then we just moved into a different space so that we all as a church can grow together. So there's the quick context. But she is just doing an amazing job. I get the privilege every week. I get to go over there and be a part of their pre-service huddle and the prayer that they do and the conversations about the details. And I'm just going to tell you that Camp Rock Kids facility is one of the most alive atmospheres you can be in. It is fun. It is bright. The team members are incredible. Their hearts, their passion, and your kids are being served really, really, really well. I'm super proud of everything that's going on over there. But we did something last week that news pointed to, and I just want to reemphasize it if I may. We did something we called it Move Up Sunday. And we're going to make this a tradition at Church on the Rock because I don't know if you've ever been the new kid in the class, or maybe you started a new job, moved into a new city. If you've ever been the new person, it can be difficult, it can be intimidating, and quite frankly, it can be downright scary. And so as children begin to age up, they're going to be transitioning from certain classrooms to different classrooms. They're going to move from, you know, the kids' campus to youth group, and then from youth group into adult life and all those things. And so we've created an atmosphere. We call it Move Up Sunday. It'll happen every summer. And the idea is that we celebrate those kids and we champion their next season and where they're going so that we can hopefully and prayerfully diminish maybe the fear factor of what a new atmosphere, new classroom, new teacher, new peers is going to be like for them. We try to make it fun and exciting so that they buy into their next season. So if you just wanted to know what's going on, this is the way we're trying to love on your children and just help them to transition. And so I was really proud of that. It was so fun and electric over there last weekend. So thank you, Nisi, and all the Camp Rock Kids team. I know several of you are in here serving. You guys are amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing. So we're in a sermon series that we're calling Miracles in the Mundane. And we've been focusing on some core values of our church and kind of talking about who we are today. And there's a lot going on. I've got a lot to pack into a little service today, okay? So let's get started. I want to go to this verse that we've been starting every series with, or every week of this series with. It's in Psalms chapter 77. It's going to be on the screen. You can have your Bible or your device, whatever, if you want to follow along. But the Bible tells us this, speaking of God, the Bible says that you are the God who performs, say that word, performs miracles, and you display your power among people. I love this verse. We're in a series, we're calling it Miracles in the Mundane. And what we've been talking about for 3 weeks now is just the way that God will use what sometimes can feel like routine, mundane, just another day, just another serve, just another prayer, just another activity that is just what I always seem to do. But the way that God can enact miracles through our faithfulness, just the way that he will move among us. And we've been telling stories, and today we're going to tell more stories. You're going to get to see more things about what God is doing. But I want to highlight a particular core value that means a lot to me, means a lot to our church and who our church is and has always been. I'm going to talk to you today about the miracle of community. The miracle of community. And here's our value. Here's one of the things that we say. We hang our hat on this, that at Church on the Rock, we are about the Big C Church. The Big C Church. We can accomplish more together than we can apart. Now, let me just clarify and sort of classify this, if I can. Like, we are about the body of Christ. We're not just about Church on the Rock. I mean, we're about it. This is our church name. This is our community within the family of God. This is the way that we interact and grow and sharpen each other and pour into one another and serve people. But like, we recognize it's so much bigger than us. Like, we're just a part of the body of Christ Jesus worldwide. And so when we say we are all about the Big C Church, here's what we're saying. We are about those people and about those communities that are Bible teaching, Christ-centered, gospel-proclaiming churches. That's who we are. That's who we are. Unapologetically, that is who we are. So we teach the Bible as the absolute truth. We believe that Jesus is the cornerstone of all civilization. All those things, that he was born of a Virgin Mary, came to earth, lived perfectly, died, was buried, was raised again, is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, and it is our responsibility to advance the gospel to the world around us. That's what we believe. And if you are a church that believes those things, we're all about you. We're all about it. Well, all about it. In fact, like, it means a lot to me. So let me contextualize this for you some. And again, I'm trying to pack a lot in. So if I'm talking fast, just listen fast, okay? but we are a non-denominational, independent church. That's how we were founded. That's who we are. But we've always. So by the way, I'm not the founding pastor. He's sitting on the front row. Pastor Tom, we honor you. Love you. Church Online, I don't know that we can get a shot of him for you, but he's handsome. I'm just telling you. He's right here. For the history of our church, we've always been a networking partner church. So we've always taken part in things that are bigger than us. So let me say it this way, that even though we choose to be about the Big C Church. Like, what's God doing in the kingdom? What's God doing in the body and other churches locally, nationally, and internationally? So for example, I'm a part of a couple different networks as a pastor. I spend personally, no less than 4 hours a month with other pastors locally and nationally. And we strategize, and we talk, and we pray for each other, and we encourage each other, and we say, well, how did you guys, when y'all went from one service to two, how did you navigate that? And hey, when you were having struggles, you know, strengthening a certain team, what did you guys do that made it so healthy? Or, you know, whatever the questions may be, we pray for each other, and hey, how did you see God move in that? And, oh man, that's a great idea, maybe we can learn that. And then every once in a while, I get to give a tip too, you know, I'll be like, well, we did this and it worked for us, you know what I mean? Every once in a while, I get to contribute, but most of the time, I'm the student. But my heart is for the body of Christ. It really is. It's to be a part of, and I want us as a church, I think it's important that we recognize and understand that, like, it is bigger than us. So I'm going to read this verse. It's found in Romans chapter 12, verse 5. And it says, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a specific function or a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. So let's just narrow it down for a quick second, and we'll just talk quickly about like us, just Church on the Rock for a second. So for example, there are a lot of different people in our church. Some people are older, some people are younger, some people are in between, some people are very, very churched, like they grew up in it, and they could probably outrun you if you said, all right, first person to Romans 12, 5, they might get there quicker than you, and others are like, where in the Bible is Romans, right? I mean, we have that. We have people that are extroverted, and we have people that are very introverted. We have people that are like way engaged, and they probably serve too much, and then we have other people that are like, yeah, it's just not my season, and you know, I'll take that step when the time's right. I mean, we just have an incredible diversity of people from all different backgrounds and walks of life and races and nationalities, people from different countries. I mean, it's so beautiful. I love y'all. It's so good. Thank you. And so what makes us function in a healthy way is that you do your part, I do mine. So like the introverted person has a certain like gifting and a thing that God uses them to do that's like they're just great at it. And some people are really organized and some people are really creative. And like when it all comes together, it's just like the body. Like the finger doesn't do what the ear does, but I mean, they're both pretty important things. Wouldn't you agree? And this is what the Bible is describing, that like, man, when all this diversity, with all this stuff, when it really comes together, it could be a beautiful functioning thing. I think that we as a church, just Church on the Rock, I think we're a good example of this. I think that we do this really, really well. But I also want to remind us that like, we also do this on a bigger scale. I guess it's not all about Church on the Rock. Say amen right there. Amen. It's not all about Church on the Rock. It's just the part we get to play. So we get to play a part with these bigger churches. And I'm going to point to some of that today. I want to show you how we are being a part of something bigger than us, how you are a part of something bigger than us. And so because this is my heartbeat, because this is something that I'm like super serious about, it amazes me sometimes that some people think it's weird. Like, man, that's crazy. Like a few years ago, and I'm going to talk about an impact offering from last year, but a few years ago, we took up something. We call it an impact offering. So this is one Sunday out of every year at Church on the Rock that every single dollar that comes in, we just give the whole thing away, all of it. It's the funnest thing ever. We just pray and say, God, who do you want us to bless? How can we make a difference? How can we impact people and make a difference in their lives? And then we just follow the leading of the Spirit, and we just go make a splash somewhere, and we just bless people. And so a couple of years ago, we just decided, let's just split the thing in half and give it to two churches. And everybody's like, cool. And we're going to give it to two churches in our city. And people are like, what? I'm like, why wouldn't we? Tell me why not. They're both believing for buildings. They're both believing for a permanent place. They're portable churches. They're setting it up. They're taking it down, setting it up, taking it down. What if we just made an investment, planted a seed, and gave into their churches? We did that, both of which, by the way, have their own permanent homes now. They have their own buildings. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I'm proud of that. And in our season, where we're now portable, you know, for half the what we do is portable, I think back to that and say, hey, God won't forget. God rewards. God blesses. And so when it comes to us having a permanent location, I'm not worried. I'm faithful. I'm saying, hey, yeah, God knows. He didn't forget us. He sees the whole body of Christ because I think he's all about the Big C Church too. But even though for some people it's a little bit foreign maybe, I want to show you that it's been a part of God's plan forever. So I'm gonna take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in quick context. There's this guy in the Bible, his name is Paul, and he's known as the Apostle Paul. Now, the gifting of the apostle is that he would start churches. So his gifting, what he does best, is he gets communities of believers together. He gets order and structure. He would identify leaders and like an organizational flow. And, hey, this person would do this and have this role or whatever. He would kind of get them going. And then he would say, all right, cool, you guys seem to be doing really good. I'll be back to check on you. And then he would go and he would do that again. And so he was an apostle, so he'd raise up leaders and pastors and then plant churches. And he would do this everywhere. And so he would often write letters back to these pastors and or churches as encouragements, and he would keep them updated on things going on. He would sometimes challenge them, like, hey, I heard there's some issues, and man, we need to get this right before the eyes of God. I mean, he was world class. I mean, really, really, many people widely consider him to be one of the most influential people in all of Scripture. Because of his influence on the church, particularly the church as we know it today. So I want to take you to an example of one of those letters that he's writing to the Corinthians church. Now, the best way I know how to describe this, if you would, is this. I want you to picture the Corinthian churches. It's like a mega church. It's big. It's very successful. They got a lot going on, a lot of people. And so I just, if you think on scale, it was a pretty healthy sized community of people, the Corinthian church. And he writes them a letter. And let's jump in now. 2 Corinthians 8, we'll start in verse 1. He says, "Now I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, what God in his kindness has done through the," notice what he says, "the churches," plural, "in Macedonia. They are being tested by many troubles, and they are very, very poor." So there's a group of churches, about 3 to 4, that he's specifically referring to. They were under like really heavy Roman oppression. It was really, really bad, and they were just being taken advantage of, and they didn't have a lot, okay? So monetarily and in terms of freedom, they really didn't have a lot. And he's referring to them that they're being tested by many troubles, and they're very poor. But they are so filled with abundant joy, which has overflowed in rich generosity. For I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. Verse 4, they begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. Verse 6, so we have urged Titus, now he's referring to a pastor, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish this ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, in your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. Now, for every new person in the room, this is not an offering. Be at ease, all right? I don't even want to talk about the giving, except that I want to emphasize the Big C Church. And Paul is saying, man, we got this group of churches over here that, I mean, like, they're under the gun. It's not easy on them. And yet still, they have it in their heart so strongly, such a desire that they want to bless these other churches over here because they heard about needs that they have and things that they're going through. And even in their struggle and their challenge and their own oppression, they have like this wellspring of generosity where they did more than we would have even asked them to do to give to the church in Jerusalem. And then he's saying, listen, church in Corinth, like you're successful. You've got a lot of stuff. God's been really good to you. The favor of the Lord is on you. I think that you also should be a blessing. What if we all came together? I'm paraphrasing, right? What if we just all came together and we just made a big difference in the lives of this church over here? I love this. I love this story because I believe this is the stuff that God is all about. Like, these are the things that God wants to see his church doing. And rather than us silo and only think of us and only think of how can we attract people to our church and not that church, I think that's the wrong mission. How can we just attract people to good, healthy churches, whether it's this one or the one across the street? What's the difference? As long as they're hearing the gospel, as long as they are in strong community, as long as their faith is increasing, as long as they're getting nearer to the heart of God, what I want to declare today is like, this is who we are. This is what we do. And if this is your church home, and I'm so glad that it's yours, and if you're here kicking the tires, like, maybe, then I think it's important for you to understand, like, is this the kind of church that I want to be connected to? And I just want to openly declare that we're just the kind of church that's all about the body of Christ. We're not going to minimize our mission, our focus on just ourselves, because we remember and recognize that it is bigger than ourselves. Amen. And so what I want to do today, it's a fun day, and we're going to celebrate some things. What I want to do is actually just want to point to a couple of ways that we do this. And so if you know, if in fact, I'm going to say this, and if you participated yesterday, I would love to hear you, like something, like a whistle or a whoop or anything. I just would love to hear you. If you participated yesterday in Serve Day, let me hear you. Can I hear you? Yeah. So yesterday was something we call Serve Day. This is an annual day where we go out, we just rally everybody together, and we just go out and we just make a huge impact in our community by serving people with needs that they have that we have the ability to fill. I'm going to unpack this and talk a little bit more about it, but the best way to talk about it is just to let you see it for yourself. So sit back, relax. I want you to see what God did through Church on the Rock at Serve Day yesterday. Check this out.
My name is Felicia, and today we are here at St. Gerard's house, and we're just help cleaning out one of their rooms they had in the back with a bunch of donations. We're getting that organized from them, and then we're also tackling on the backside. They have a large porch and a big yard that we are taking care of.
What's up, everybody? My name is Austin, and here we are on the Habitat for Humanity Serve Day project. We're building houses for the less fortunate, and I'm not gonna lie, we got the best looking crew out of any of the Serve Day crews. I'm just gonna throw that out there right now. I'm just gonna go ahead and say that. That's just a given. We're having a great time out here. Everybody's working, everybody's doing a great job, and it's a lot of fun being part of the community.
Hey, my name is Anthony Darren Jr. We're here at the Woodlawn Apartments. We're setting up distribution for food. The residents and people in the community are gonna come through. It's like a farmer's market style. They'll come through, see the items that they want, pack them up, put them in boxes, and just carry them back to their homes. This service is really special to me because I used to coach football out here. And a lot of the youth that lived in this community played on our football team. And actually, some of them visited our church on Wednesdays when we had youth night. So it's really special for me to be out here in this community.
So I'm standing here with the founder of an organization called Somebody Cares and its new president standing here with me. So this is my good friend, John Clifton, my other good friend, Jeff Rogers. And so here we are today on Serve Day partnering with them. This is the CareFest project that we're doing with Somebody Cares St. Augustine today. And there's a really cool story that I just found out about this particular house. John, what's that story?
Well, in 2007, when we started Somebody Cares St. Augustine, the very first project we ever did was to paint this house, this color. And so it's come full circle. It's getting its second paint job in 2022, 14 years later, and it looks beautiful.
It's awesome, man. John, thank you for what you do in the community. Jeff, thank you for what you do in the community. Church on the Rock, thank you for what you do to make a difference at places like this for people like these. You guys are awesome. Hey, listen, way to go, church. What a difference. What an impact that we've made in our community. Let me give you some stats. Is that okay? Yesterday from Church on the Rock alone, we had 123 people join in and participate in that day. We did 12 unique projects across our city, and collectively, we contributed more than 600 hours of community service yesterday as a church. Would you give it up for yourselves one more time? Way to go. Way to go. Here, though, is how it connects a little bigger. So Serve Day is not a thing that we came up with. It wasn't our idea. It wasn't like, oh, let's do this. Serve Day is a movement that happens nationwide. And so even though yesterday we as a church did that, I want to give you some more stats. We partnered yesterday with 1,290 different churches for a total of 4,270 people that completed 385 unique projects yesterday in our nation alone. Yeah, that's awesome. So why would we do something like this? Because we're all about the Big C Church. Man, we just want to go make a splash in the community with the hands and feet of Jesus and be an expression of Christ. Like, let us show you what it feels like to be loved and to get a hug and to be smiled at and complimented, and someone did something for you that you didn't ask for or didn't deserve or couldn't earn or do for yourself. And then what happens is the opportunity for us to pray with people, to encourage people, to speak life into people. And what happens is that some people who may not come to a church on a Sunday, the church came to them on a Saturday. We just got the opportunity to say, like, Jesus loves us so much, we're compelled to show you that same love in return, and this is a way that we express that. So, church, thank you for participating. Thank you for being a part of that. Let's make next year twice as much. Why not? Why wouldn't we? Why don't we just go do that annually? And then, by the way, if you love stuff like that, if you're like, oh my gosh, like, that is just my love language, that is what I like to do, we do have an outreach team that the first Saturday of every month, we are doing things like this on a smaller scale. So this is like the big event. This happens all year long at Church on the Rock. And so the way that you can connect to that is through our life groups. If you just go to our website and click on the life groups tab, it's going to show the outreach. You can register, and then you would get emails and information about upcoming serves, and you can opt in or out. It's up to you. I just wanted to promote that. If you say, gosh, I would love to participate in that more often, we're doing it all year long. So thank you, church, for being awesome, Now, earlier, I talked about this impact offering that we do every year, and that's coming up, all right? That'll be coming up later in the year. But every year we collect this offering. We call it the impact offering, and the idea is how big an impact can we go make? Like, who can we go make an impact toward or for or whatever? Last year, just like every year before, you guys are so generous. Like, I don't just say that. It's an easy thing to say because it's so true. The generosity of this church is unbelievable, and it is enormous. And so last year, tens of thousands of dollars were given by you, and one of the things that we decided to do with it was that we wanted to just invest into other churches. So we're like, look, let's just find some churches that could use some support, and let's give to them. And so we just had some relational connections from our staff. Just people that we knew. Oh, well, I served with so-and-so back here at this place, and they're planting a church. And, oh, well, I know of a church plant that's happening over here. And we just began to sort of put our minds together. And I want to introduce you to a couple people, okay? Some pictures are going to hit the screen. And let me just give you a disclaimer before you start seeing pictures. They're going to be small in the beginning and progressively get larger. And so if you can't see them, just trust that they're real humans, all right, in these photos. I am going to fall on the sword and completely take the blame for this. It's the way that I sent them, all right? So if you have tomatoes to throw them toward the front, not toward the back, okay? But the first church that I want to point to is this. Pastors' names are Mayo and Kai Sowell. They are pastoring Live Atlanta Church in Atlanta, Georgia. This is one of the churches that we were able to give to. Amazing, amazing people. Mayo has an incredible story, if you want to look him up. Incredible story of how God completely transformed his life and his story with football, being a superstar collegiate athlete, playing in the National Football League, and then the way that God captured his heart through some poor decisions and mistakes that he made. Anyway, incredible story, and we're excited to be able to give into them. Next picture I'm going to show you is Brian and Krista Bagwell, and they're planting Palm City Church in Tampa, Florida. So we're going to be making a splash on the West Coast. We also sent them a TV because their activity is productive. And I'm kidding, there was no TV. We trust that God will provide all the kids that they decide to have. Amen. But again, these were pastors that were planning a church, and again, we had a relational connection to them and just thought, man, what if we just made a splash, made a difference into their church? Third picture, I'm going to show you two more, just four, all right? Third picture is RJ and Kayla Johnson. They're going to be pastoring Limitless Church, and I hope I'm saying it right, in Ankeny, Iowa. Ankeny, Iowa, everybody. I really want to become their friends in the fall. They live in Iowa. It's like the best hunting place ever. And so anyway, Limitless Church, we decided, hey, let's bless them too. There's a little more that we did for them too. If you were a part of just a few weeks ago, sometime before yesterday when I was born in 83, I told a story in a message. And I told a story about this atmosphere that I went to that changed my life forever. I'd gone to this conference, and if you remember that, I talked about how it completely altered who I would become as a leader and as a pastor. And so if you remember that, hold that in your context, because we have returned to that same conference every single year. And every single year, we just prayerfully seek out, like, God, who could we bring from our church that we could put in that atmosphere that we think would enhance the vision and the calling of our church? And so this year, we had these, like, odd complications where the people that we thought, hey, these would be great people to send, just universally, 100%, like, can't go. Okay. And then we just were thinking, like, what could we do with these tickets? Like, we've already bought them. And what could we do? And so we were able to give all six of the tickets that we purchased to this church, Limitless Church from Iowa, who will be planting their church. Their first Sunday is in September. And so for them, they just got scholarship, like the tickets are yours. If you can get there, go. And so they'll take six members of their lead team to one of the healthiest, most influential, deep water, powerfully practical atmospheres that they could be in. They were so thankful to your generosity, because the timing especially for them to get six of their launch team members into that atmosphere right before they opened the doors in September was absolutely incredible. And so anyway, that was just a little extra that we got to do for them this year. And then the final picture I'm a little fond of, okay, I'm going to be honest with you, is another church that we gave to. This is Trevor and Felicia Hersey. That's right, Hersey, that's my last name too. And they have planted recently a church in our city called Champion Church. Now, really quickly, and I don't have time for this, that is not me, and that is not my brother. Everybody confuses us all the time. People will think that I am him or that he is me. Or people say, do you have a brother that's also a pastor? And I'm like, no, but our dads are brothers. And I don't know how we came out looking like brothers. But this is Trevor and Felicia, and they have just planted Champion Church just about a mile and a half from our location right here in St. Augustine. They are super, super called to what God is doing in them. Trevor, I know you listen sometimes. I love you. And no pun intended, but I champion you and all that God is calling you to do. Here's what I want to say about these churches, is that you, because of your generosity, we were able to invest over $20,000 into these four churches just to help them, get going, make a difference. And we were able to just pour into them, and we gave them resources and said, you decide. What do you want to do? Do whatever you need to do with it. We just believe in the call of God on you. We believe in your churches. We believe that you're going to make a difference in the cities that you're called to. We believe that God is going to send the right people to you, that miracles and stories will be told. And here's how I want to close the day. Here's how I want to close the day, because we're about to pray. I want to give some practical challenges, because today, to me, like, this whole weekend has just been exhilarating, just so much fun, and just high fives and hugs and sweat and laughter and just all the things that we've done over this weekend, but that we always do together, just as a church, man. It's just, life-giving. Like, it just fuels me. And I will not cry in Jesus' name, but I look around, and I just think, like, man, we're so fortunate. We're so fortunate to have these kinds of people that we just get to do life with, make a difference with, and go out into the community and just represent Jesus with. It's awesome. And so I just practically, very simply, here's what I would challenge. Because some of you are sitting here like, oh man, I wish I would have registered. Man, I wish I would have gone. Man, I wish that I had the connections that some of them seem to have. And it's just simple. It's just a simple challenge. this is an invitation, not an obligation, so I want you to hear it that way. But I would just encourage you, get involved in a church. Do it, plug in. Like, let me say it how one of my heroes in the faith says it. Prayerfully choose your church and then run their play. Do what they do. Get engaged in the mission. Support it and help propel it forward. And so my challenge to you is if you feel like, oh man, I feel like I'm a little bit on the outside. Okay, hey, listen, we have this thing and we call it All Access. And it's called that on purpose because we want to give you access to all that we are and all that we do. Like this is my favorite way to say it. This is not my church, it is yours. It's your church. So like, be the church. And so the challenge is, hey, for some of you, like, hey, you know what? I need to take that step. Then take the step with us in All Access. Some of you will take that step in step three today. Some of that is like join the team. So like you're at the end of it. Like, I'm final step, baby. And go into a team. Way to go. Congratulations. Proud of you. Others of you, hey, step one, first Sunday in August. August 7th. We'd love to see you there. Just come. Find out and engage in a local church. And guess what? If it's not this one, okay. Find a Christ-centered, gospel-teaching, life-giving church that's on a mission. Go plug in, go make a difference, and help propel their vision forward. That's my challenge to some of you. And then for others of you, here's the challenge, ready? Is that I'm going to encourage you to just get involved in the Big C Church. Like, think bigger. What if we got out of our silo mentality? And we stopped seeing it only for us, and we just saw it as like God's doing something that's bigger than us, and we get to be a part of it? So like, let me say it like this. Let me get the language right. The part, I don't have it in my head. I don't have it live. I don't have it in notes. It was just coming to me. The part that I play doesn't matter. It's one of those one-liners that I don't have in my head. But what we get to be a part of is bigger than the part we play. That's it. Just fell out of there. What we get to be a part of is bigger than the part we play. So it's bigger than Church on the Rock. But we get to play a part. So Church on the Rock matters, and it's significant, right? So like, yes, it's so much bigger. It's so much bigger. And so I would just encourage you to start thinking bigger and start thinking, man, how can I just champion the body of Christ everywhere, all the time? I don't have to try to talk my neighbor into joining my church. Just champion them being in theirs. You know? And hey, man, go make a difference. Let God do. Because listen, there are plenty of people that don't have any church. Invite them. You know what I'm saying? All right. Maybe if we stopped thinking like competitors and started thinking like teammates, then God could do something in his church. It's just a challenge, all right? So listen, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to invite everybody, if you would, just bow your heads, close your eyes with me. I want to invite you, whoever you may be, to make a life change decision right now in this prayer. Now, for some of you, that life change decision is going to be to begin a relationship with Jesus for the very first time. For others of you, it might just be to reconnect with God. Maybe you're far from him and you just want to reconnect with him. I'm just telling you, his mercy endures forever. He's always there for you. He's just waiting with open arms. For some of you, it might be the simple challenge of the message. Man, that's my life change decision. I'm going to engage in my church. I'm just going to make a difference. Hey, you know what? I'm going to stop thinking like it's a silo. I'm just going to think about the whole thing that I get to be a part of. But I want to lead us in a very simple prayer because some of us are making decisions right now about our hearts. And I want to lead us in a simple prayer. So if you're online or in the room, I want to invite you, if you've never made a decision to follow Jesus, I would love for you to do that right now. And I always lead us in a prayer that I ask everybody to repeat. Some of you are going to be saying it for the first time. I want you to say this prayer. I want you to say, "Dear Jesus, I give you my life. All of it. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me. Cleanse me. Make me new. All that I am is yours. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen." Listen, would you stand up all across the auditorium? Let's give God praise. Congratulations if you made that decision, whether online or in this room.